USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Hunter Biden is being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts. The charges were filed Thursday in a federal court in Los Angeles. Biden allegedly failed to pay and file taxes, filed a fraudulent form, and evaded an assessment. The indictment also alleges that President's son lived an extravagant lifestyle instead of paying his taxes. If convicted, he faces a maximum of 17 years in prison. The Israeli Security Cabinet has approved an increase in supplies to prevent a humanitarian collapse in southern Gaza. Concurrently, Israel reports its forces have surrounded the residence of the top Hamas leader, presumed to be in hiding underground. Today marks exactly 2 months since Hamas initiated its October 7th attack against Israel. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot accused of trying to crash a plane in October has been released from custody. Joseph David Emerson's wife, Sarah Stretch, says he never intended to hurt anyone.
Hard situation for a lot of people, not just Joe, for the people that were on the airplane, the pilots, for the flight attendants.
Emerson is being charged with 83 counts of recklessly endangering another person and 1 count of endangering an aircraft. Emerson's attorney argues that he was struggling with depression and hadn't slept since taking psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before the flight. According to the terms of the release, he will be allowed to return to his home in California while awaiting trial. The U.S. Postal Service has released its Christmas shipping deadlines. December 16th is the last day for 5-day shipping with USPS Ground Advantage and First Class Mail services. For 4-day shipping, the cutoff is December 18th and December 21st is the deadline for USPS Priority Mail Express 1-day shipping. Note that these dates exclude Hawaii and Alaska. This is USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in 1 quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is in Washington, D.C. to try to get more federal help with the migrant crisis. Does not appear Adams will meet with the president. Adams has been very critical of the Biden administration for not taking enough action on the migrant crisis, which is costing New York City a lot of money. The 4th and final GOP debate took place last night at the University of Alabama at Tuscaloosa, with 4 candidates going at each other's policies and personalities. Entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley took to the stage, with former President Donald Trump a no-show. Some people felt that Vivek took the win last night, and he agreed.
I think a lot of what we exposed were a lot of the hypocrisies and double standards applied to different candidates. But I think the people at home deserve to see every candidate for who they are.
The Iowa Republican caucus will be held on January 15th, 2024, and will be followed by the New Hampshire primary on January 23rd. Today marks the 82nd anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor. The attack by the Japanese military in Hawaii pushed the U.S. to enter World War II and declare war on Japan. Flags across the U.S. were flown at half-staff today, and a commemoration ceremony was held at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial in Hawaii. Hanukkah started tonight. The Jewish holiday, known as the Festival of Lights, runs for 8 days and 8 nights. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.